but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning to our international listeners. Good morning to our local listeners. Good morning to my ADM family. Just good morning to everybody that has a voice. Send out shouts of praises to the Lord because He is worthy to be praised. Like the song said, no matter what your circumstances or situation is, just know that God is in control. And we have to just keep on doing the things of God, keep on no matter how bad things look, have an attitude of gratitude. Know that you're doing everything for pureness and genuineness. And when you come to a stumbling block, Don't try to go around it. Go through it, because you have the ability to do so, because God is with you. God lives inside of you. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And facing tomorrow is a big thing. It's just when you sit and you think about what facing tomorrow is, it just wants to make you get up and dance and shout and praise the Lord, because you know that you are not doing it by yourself. You know that you have the strength of Christ to do all things, to Christ intercedes for us, and he puts us in a place where we have power. He puts us in a place where we have strength. He puts us in a place where we just sit and want to run for Christ and just do the best of everything that we can do. Again, I say good morning. We thank you for coming out with us this morning, breaking the bread of life, being in the presence of the Lord, drinking his living water, and just showing him that he is our everything. Again, I'm going to keep saying it, because God is my everything, and I pray that he is your everything. If he's not it today, you just keep holding on to his unchanging hand, studying, just being in his presence, and your mindset will change, because he is a game changer. So again, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we just give you all the praise. Let's go into prayer this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, Lord Jesus, just to say thank you, Father, on this faithful Friday, Lord Jesus. Just to say, Lord Jesus, that you've been with us and the week is almost over, Father God. And if it wasn't for you, Lord Jesus, we wouldn't be here, Father, because there are some that did not make it, Lord Jesus. There are some, Father God, that's just right hanging on the borderline, Father God. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loyalty, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your commitment, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just keep allowing us to press on, Father God, when we feel like we can't go no more, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just magnify you. We glorify your holy name, Lord Jesus, as we start our new day, Father God, a new dawning, Lord Jesus, with the mindset, Father God, that we are conquerors, Father God. We are overcomers, Father God. And we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, Lord. So as we continue on today, Lord Jesus, on this blog, Father God, not knowing, Lord Jesus, where you're going to intercede, where you're going to intercept, where you're going to take us, Father God, we just hold on, Lord Jesus. We're obedient to your spirit, knowing that you do everything in truth and spirit, Lord Jesus, and allow your word to manifest. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak, Father God, life over the airways, Father God. We speak breath, Lord Jesus, a fresh anointing, Father God. For those, Lord Jesus, that feel like that they just can't do it no more, Father God, we sit and tell you to get up, pick up your cross right now, and do the things that God has instructed you to do. We tell you this morning to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, no matter what the circumstance. For those that are laying on their bed of affliction this morning, I want you to sit and get up right now and encourage yourself. Speak healing to yourself. Tell the devil or whoever you may, whatever may be going on with you, that they need to flee, because you are no longer a product of Satan and his diabolical spirit. You are now Christ. You are Christ is your lordship. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you again this morning, Father God, as we press on, Lord Jesus, as we walk on, Father God, as one unit, Lord Jesus, unity, Father God. We walk together, Father God, in unity, Father God, We the connection, we are connected, Father God, on one accord, in one accord, Father God. And nothing on this day, Father, shall move us, Lord Jesus. Nothing, Father God. Every obstacle that comes our way, Father God, it is moved in the name of Jesus. Everything that comes to condemn us on today, Father God, it shall be shut down in the name of Jesus, Father God. We shall be victorious on today, Lord Jesus. We shall walk by faith and not by sight on today, Father God. And we shall be a conqueror in whatever the circumstances or the situation that comes. And we thank you. We praise your holy name in advance, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Listen. This morning, one word came to me this morning, and that word is hope, H-O-P-E, hope. That's what came to me this morning. And then when this song came on, I said, okay, God, okay, we're going to talk about hope this morning, and I'm going to give you the definition of hope. It says a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Another word is a feeling of trust, wanting something to happen to or be the case. And we already know scripture has already told us about hope. Jeremiah 29:11 is a scripture that talks about hope. Isaiah 40:30, it talks about hope. It's several scriptures in the Bible. I'm sorry, it's Isaiah 40:31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. You know, there are several scriptures in the Bible, Psalm 71:14, but I will keep on hoping for yourself. I will praise you more and more. So when we talk about the word hope, we are talking about something, like it says, that we want. We wake up with an expectation that God can do it. Anything is possible with God. There is nothing impossible for him to do. And why do we feel this way? How can we sit and allow those words to manifest in our lives? We allow those words to manifest in our lives because we learn to trust God, because we learn to believe in God, because we learn to have that undying faith for God. No matter what goes on, it is going, mountains can be moved. And I sit and tell you this on this morning. Yesterday I got a call saying that my 35-year-old nephew was rushed to Snellville, a hospital in Georgia, in Snellville, Georgia. 35 years old, had a heart attack, went into surgery. And had the surgery. My other nephew was in the room with him. He said my chest hurt when he woke up. Had to go in for another surgery. And two surgeries on one day, two heart attacks and two surgeries on one day. My sister, they believe in God. God. She called me and she said, I know that you're working. She said, I don't need you in the physical. I need you to do what you do. And I said, and what would that be? She said, I need you to pray and ask God to be the healer that you know for him to be, because he healed you. She said, I need you to ask God to be the deliverer that he is, because he delivered you. So I asked her, I said, and what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? I said, because see, this is a time that you can sit and put your other things, those other gods, to the side and get back in tune to what you know, because that's what you was brought up on. That's what you was trying to know, and that's who your personal relationship with was so with for so many years. I said, see, this is where we have to put things to the side and tap into God and know, you know, that he is going to do what he says that he can do. This is when we sit and say that God can do anything. In God is possible. And there's nothing impossible for God. But she didn't have to tell. She said, Are you coming? No, I told her, I don't have to be there in the physical. You said that. I said, it's nothing for me to do there in the physical. I said, but I will do what God will have me to do. And I will believe, I will stand in the gap for you and your family to pray and hope. And hope that God will fix the situation. And that's why when this morning, when the word hope, and it reminded me, because it's not something that I probably just would have out of the ordinary share, but I needed people to know that circumstances and situations will come through. And it's not a time for us to sit and break down as Isaiah 40 31 says, it's not a time for us to break down. It's not a time for us to grow weary. You know, it says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and will not faint. Well, this is a situation where I have to sit and see who I truly am in Christ. Am I going to sit, and am I going to give up? Am I going to grow weary? Am I going to faint? No, I'm not, because I have hope in for tomorrow. I have hope that this situation is going to change around. I have hope that God will do what he says that he will do. Did I get on my face throughout the night and wail out to God? Did I pray? Did I sit and just go before him and lay down and go into a deep intercession? Yes, I did. But when I did that, I asked God to give me that supernatural strength to take me in a place to be where I can make sure that he's hearing what I have to say. I didn't fall all out. I didn't get super emotional. Even with my mother, I would say, calm down. Let's join forces, because we believe in God. We believe that God is our healer. We believe that God is the deliverer. We believe that God is the person that can do all things. And because we believe in God, that means that he will move mountains for us. And I'm sitting and saying to you all today, when circumstances and situations come up against you, it's nothing you can do about it. But our Father, my Abba, my Daddy, can do all things. He can do it, but we got to be in a place. This is why we get in a place where we are aligned with God. Yesterday morning, if you were on the phone after I got finished talking, Apostle Temple came in, and he talked about the three things where you can receive blessings. And then he said he chose to receive the one where he was in a covenant with God, where he was in a covenant with God. And see, God let that message come forth for a reason to meet me yesterday, to meet me so I would know how to deal with this situation. And throughout my teachings, throughout my downfalls, throughout every stumbling block, I chose this time around the mountain to stand firm with the Lord, to stand steadfast, unmovable, So on yesterday, when I got the call, I knew that I had to have hope. I knew that I had to trust in the Lord. I knew that I could not fall faint and weary, but to ask God to give me strength to carry this, not just me, give my mother, give my family, give his mother that's not even in a place right now where she is even recognizing God our Father, God our healer, God our deliverer, God that Elohim, the creator, God that sits and looks high and search the world, who goes to and fro, God who has that that endless love. And I sit and I say to every single person, if you do not have hope in your life, then there's a problem. There is a problem. You should wake up every single day, not because it's a circumstance, not because it's a situation, not because you're sitting and having a pity party over what you got going on, because you know who God is. You know who you are in his kingdom. You know the things that God can do. You know the purpose that God has for you. You know the expected end that God has for you. Why? Because it's written in scripture. Why? Because you went through something. You've had an experience with God that has put you in a place where you know that it was nobody but God. Nobody but God that got you through whatever your circumstances and situation is. That's because you continue to have hope. You continue to trust in him. Your faith, when you have hope, the faith, your little small faith, even though you can have the faith of a mustard seed and different things will take place, but when your faith continues to just grow and stretch, then that hope comes alive. Yes, you're going to be uncomfortable. Yes, you're going to sit and have doubt sometimes, like doubting Thomas. Remember, Thomas didn't even believe when they said that Christ had been risen. He was a doubting person. But see, when that hope comes into a situation, all of that stuff moves to the side. When that hope comes into the situation, the things that you have been asking for, praying for, the things that you need will one day manifest because you are believing, you are trusting, you are continuing to have that relationship. Your relationship with God is continuing to build. There's no ill feelings, no motives or whatnot. You're asking God your heart's desire, and God will give you your heart's desire. And it goes back to that covenant, being in a covenant with God, our Lord, and God, our Father, and trusting and believing and thanking God, Jesus, for dying on the cross to save sinners like us. We get caught up into situations where we let people beat us down and sin and say, you're not this, you're not that, you're not worthy, you're not this. But see, when people come at me like that, my hope just gets stronger. My faith rises to a whole nother level. Now, I'm not going to sit and tell you, because I would be lying to you, that's where I always was, because I wasn't. I grew up as a person that was always targeted, always talked down to, or whatever, which gave me an insecure, where I thought I was strong, I was weak. But on today, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the hope that you have placed in me. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the deliverance that you have placed in me. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm able. I'm in a place right now, Lord, with an expectation, Father God, that things will change, not just in my life, with my nephew that's laying on his bed in ICU right now. Things will change because I choose not to give up. I choose to continue. And most of all, I didn't know the words until yesterday, didn't realize what it was called. Thank you, Apostle Temple, for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you once again. To have that covenant where we have that covenant with him, we can do all things. We can move mountains. He will give us our heart's desire. On this morning, my heart's desire is for my nephew to live and not die. So you know what I've been doing. I've been up, start walking to and fro, just like God chunked this earth to and fro and speaking it into existence, speaking it as if it was. Telling, speaking to his dry bones, speaking to his situation right now, you shall live and you shall not die. Because I realize what God has given me. He has given me a voice. He has given me authority to speak things as if they were. He has given me the authority to walk over scorpions, and I will do it. And I know that I can do it because I trust in God. I trust the God that's in me. Why do I trust the God that's in me? Because I gave him an invitation to reside, his Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I gave him the authority, the invitation to abide inside of me. I gave him the invitation to correct me when I'm wrong. I gave him the invitation to walk with me. I gave him the invitation to pick me up when I'm about to stumble. I gave him the invitation to give me that extra strength, that supernatural strength when I'm growing weary. I gave him the invitation to renew my mind daily. I gave him the invitation to place forgiveness in my heart, even when I choose not to give, to be forgiven about things. I gave him the invitation to create in me a clean heart, and that just takes me to a place where I know that nothing is impossible for God. And that it takes me to a place where I have hope for tomorrow. That takes me to the place, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. It takes me to a place to let me know that the blood never loses its power. It takes me to a place to let me know, if I continuously keep praises on my mouth, that God will move different. He will hear me. He will move things. It takes me to a place to not to sit and do things super on a superficial thing, but to do things with power, to do things genuine, to do things pure with pureness, knowing that God is going to meet me where I'm asking him to meet me. And knowing that God will meet me in a place where I'm at right now, and he will receive me just as I am. And then once he receives me just as I am, he will say, he will purify me. He will consecrate me. He will put out a fresh anointing in my body. When I fall out of breath, when I don't have any more breath and I can barely breathe, he will sit and blow a fresh wind into my lungs. And that's because I have hope. And that's because my hope is in building a personal relationship with God, which is my covenant with him. That's what I choose. Right now, I need a blessing. I need a big blessing. And see, I thank God. I thank God for him placing me in a place where I'm able to learn. See, I thank God for placing me in a place that a rod of correction stands over me. And I don't get upset. I don't get offended. I don't walk away. I don't get on the phone and have to sit and bash people. But I realize that it's the Holy Spirit that's scaling me down. I realize it's the Holy Spirit that's guarding my ear gate. I realize it's the Holy Spirit taking the scales off of my eyes, because I need to be in a place with God where nobody cannot move me. I don't care if it's husband, mama, sister, brother, children. I love my family to the end, but guess what? I love God more. And that hope, me loving him more, just extends my hope out a little bit further. Me loving him more On the days that I may be a doubting Thomas, he shows up and he just strengthens my faith. He takes my trust to another level. And that's because I am in a covenant with God. And I just could not get those words out of my mouth on yesterday, not realizing that God was putting me in a place where he was showing me, do you really have a covenant with me? Do you really trust me? Are you really faithful? Are you really loyal and dedicated? Are you really turning the other cheek when somebody coming up against you? Are you really who you say that you are in Christ? Are you really? And I can sit and say on today that the hope that I got exceeds any and everything else. The hope that I got that God will one day give me all of my heart's desires. The hope that I have one day that I will see, I will sit, I will be in the kingdom of God. I will live in the mansions that he has already set up. I will be able to apply all the kingdom principles that God has placed in my life where he has taught me. And it's that hope, the hope for tomorrow, the hope to do better, the hope to believe, the hope to trust, the hope that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me when a situation arises before me, the hope that will allow me to praise God no matter through my storm, the hope that will sit and give me the strength to carry on, the hope that knowing that I don't have to fight my battles, the battle is not mine, it's the Lord, the hope. The hope, we have to have hope, whatever your situation is on this morning. It may be something from the old. Go back to what we were taught yesterday. Go back to that having that covenant, being in a covenant with the Lord, being in a place where you know that you're doing the right thing, being in a place where you know that your heart's desires will be granted to you because of who you are, and where you are in him. Have a hope that things will change in your life. Have a hope that your faith will be stretched. Have a hope when you sit and you're feeling uncomfortable and you feel like everybody is all against you, knowing you don't have to sit and worry about where God is in your life. Have a hope that you will overcome the things in the world, that God will constantly renew your mind and transform you of this world. Have a hope that COVID-19 will soon just move out of the way, and you will not live the same life, that your life will be better. Have a hope that whatever's going on with the government, and knowing that God is in control, that different things will be revealed. People are being exposed. When I sit and think about the things that's going on in the government right now, it reminds me about when Moses and Aaron had to go to Pharaoh, and God just continuously kept hardening Pharaoh's heart. It's nothing new. What you need to do is have a hope that you're still around to see the manifestation of what God has going on. Have a hope that God is your deliverer. Have a knowing that God is in control of all things, and he is the person that nothing is impossible for him. I don't have a whole bunch to say today, but I will sit and tell you this. If you do not have hope, if you do not have a personal covenant, a covenant, with God, then I sit and I charge you to find out what covenant is, find out where you need to be, and then place your situation in the hands of the Lord. And because of all the things that you have learned, all the things that you have applied in your life, let your trust outweigh your doubting. Let your belief outweigh your doubting. Let your faith overcome the lack of. Just trust God on today and realize that he is a God that anything is possible. He is a God that can move mountains. He is a God that spoke the word into it, spoke the world into existence. So what's too hard for him? What is too hard for him? You just have to be in a place where you're able to receive him, give him what he's asking for. That's your time. Not your time today and tomorrow. You don't see him. He's looking for a consistency. He's looking for a continual time with him. You praising him. You worshiping him. You studying his word day in and day out. You praying to him. You're fasting. You're consecrating yourself. But most of all, what is all of that? How do you sum all of that up? You sitting and you have placed yourself in a covenant with God. You placed yourself in a place where you believe him no matter who say what differently. You place yourself in a place where you are sold out. You give yourself away to him. When I say you give yourself away to him, you giving your soul to him. You giving your spirit to him. You giving your mind to him. You giving your heart to him. You giving him every single thing that he created in you. You just giving it back to him. Because we go wayward. We go to the left. We go to the right. We turn our back on God. See, he never leaves us nor forsake us, but we're constantly leaving him and forsaking him. We're constantly in our behaviors letting him know, God, that you're not the head of my life. You're not the center. I'm not in your will. But on today when I need something, I'm going to jump back in your will. No, that's not what God is looking for. God is looking for a people that's going to be faithful to him, that has hope for tomorrow, that trusts him, no matter what your circumstances is, what your situation is, that you're going to come to him first. I didn't pick up the phone and call nobody. You know what I did? I go by the words that God tells me, the words that I get up in the morning and tell you all. I seek ye first the kingdom of God. I sat and I communed with him. I said I had a ride where I was able to. It was just me and God, and I was able to pour out to the Lord. I was able to tell him what it was that I needed, tell him what it was that I wanted. But at the end of the day, I had to let him know it's not my will, but it's your will. So whatever your circumstances, but see, I wasn't too ashamed. I wasn't caught up on tradition where people sit and say, you don't ask God or you don't question God. I didn't question him. I just told him what I told him what my heart's desire was. I reminded him of some things as well, because I know that I could do that, because Hezekiah's life was extended because he reminded God of some things. And see, you learn these things because you are reading the Bible. It's not that you are that person, but sometimes God will give us examples in a time of need, what we need to say. That's when you allow in the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and to take you into another place. And right now on this morning, I'm on fire. Don't care what the circumstances is, I just turned it over to God, and I'm allowing him to do what he needs to do. If I get a call and he sit and they stand and say nothing else could be done, I'm not going to sit and tell you that my heart not going to be broken. But guess what? I'm not going to doubt God, because I followed the instructions that I have been taught. And that's another thing. For your hope to move from one place to the next, when God gives you those explicit instructions, you follow those instructions to the T. You don't sit and let people get in your mind and tell you, girl, you crazy, you doing this, you doing that. Yeah, I'm crazy, because I'm crazily and dangerously in love with God. So I suggest you get up out of my face, so I can continue and walk in and commune with my God. Don't let people interrupt what God has for you. Don't let people move you out of a place where you are with God, because that hope that something great is going to happen is right there on the verge all you, the doors, God is opening doors now, right now, in this season, during the pandemic, during this bogus stuff that's going on with this election. God is opening doors. You got to ask yourself, where are you? Where are you? Are you so consumed about the different things that's going on in the world? Or is your focus on God? Because there are some things in your life that you need. There are some things, not just the needs, because God said that he will supply our every need. But there are some wants that you have. And if you're so cluttered with everyday life confusion, because it is Satan's job to steal, kill, and destroy, it's your job to stay steadfast, unmovable, and remain in God's will. God's will is the covenant place. God's will is the covenant place. That's where God's will is. God's will is that you sold out. Don't nothing else matter to you. People may come. People may go. But one thing about God, when you sit and you invite him in and you make him your lordship, the head of your life, the focal point of your life, and you let him know that I'm going to hold on to you so I can receive every blessing that you have for me, so I can continue to be prosperous, so I can succeed in everything that you want me to succeed in, you no longer sitting. And I'm no longer sitting saying, Lord, neither want this. My prayer is, God, I want what you want from me. Lord, I need you to get to put me on the path that you want me to be on. Lord, I need you to let me know which foot I need to lead off with. Lord, I need you to know what do I need to look at first. This is where we need to be. That's where that hope, that faith, that believe, that trusting in the Lord comes into play. So when circumstances and situations come, you're not moved, you're not bothered, because you know that the Father, that the great I am, the Abba that you serve, the El Shaddai that you serve will be right here. And he gives you the peace in the midst of the storm. As I was driving up the highway, God reminded me when Peter was walking on that water and he took his eyes off of God, off of Jesus, and he started to go under. God said, don't you go under. Don't you go under. I need you to continue to build. I need you to continue to walk. Don't you look down. Don't you look to the right or the left. I need you to continue to stay and look forward and continue to move on. In the name of Jesus. And that's where we have to be. When the storm arises, when your storm arises, know that it's God is going to take you through the storm. We like to get in a place where we start asking God to move the storm. When you go through the storm, you coming back out with a renewed strength. You are soaring like an eagle because you allowed God to take you through it. You allowed God to walk that thing or work that thing or speak that thing or move that thing. You know, move it out the way every step that you went. You still was going through it. You still went through it, but you see different lights at the end of the tunnel because God, when you got one step, God parted it open, parted the storm open a little bit. When you got another step, he went over to the left side and he opened up a way for you. We go through storms so we can be strengthened. We go through storms so our trust can be built. We go through storms so our faith can be built. We go through storms so you can persevere through different things in life. We go through storms, and when we get to the other side of the storm, God is glorified. So I sit and say on this morning, my storm shall pass. God will be glorified whatever decision that he makes. The thing of it is this morning, I chose to pull my card, the card that has been getting me through for the last 3 years. That card is the card knowing that God is my provider. God is my savior. God is my deliverer. God is my healer. no matter what it is, no matter how it looks, God is the person that's going to get me through. And that just continues to give me hope that all things are possible with God. It gives me hope that I am a conqueror, that I have victory over everything, things that I may not even know that I can do. God, show me. Just hold on. Just stay in a place with me. Stay in my will. Because, Nita, I'm tired of you going backwards and forth. You always right there. And then you get moved to the side. On today, I decree and declare that I shall not be moved. I decree and declare that my attitude will remain the same, and that's the attitude of gratitude. I decree and declare that I shall walk through my storms knowing that the battle is not mine, it's God. I'm just walking with him. I'm just holding on to him. I decree and declare that I will continue to pray and praise him and worship him and fast and consecrate myself in a place where I know that I am stripped naked and allowing God to change me. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I decree and declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you sit and you ask yourself today, where are you? Are you in that covenant with God? Are you in a place where you just sold out? And when a circumstance and situation, because see, I'm a waterhead, and normally I'd be bawling all over the place. I would have been in call with my supervisor. Listen, I know I got this to do this, but I got to turn around. But see, God had already let me know that this battle not yours. It's mine. This is something that I'm dealing with. This is something that you, it's nothing that you can do. You just can continue to pray. You continue to fast. You did the right thing. You came to me because there's nothing that you can do about it. I'm not going to sit here and wail and cry. I'm trusting and believing that God is taking care of the situation. I'm trusting and believing that my faith, that my long suffering, that the loving kindness that God has poured into me that I can pour into somebody else shall prevail. I'm trusting and believing that the seeds that I have sown, that God, they fell on good soil, and God is going to allow them to harvest. And that harvest may reach to my nephew or whatever else situation that I'm going on. Every single day there's a new situation. It's how you choose to deal with that situation. It's where you're at in God, how that situation is going to pan out. If you have a mindset that you are a loser, you are a loser. If you have a mindset that you are a conqueror, then you are a conqueror. If you have a mindset, if you feel like that you can't go to God because of tradition, then you stuck. You stuck. Everything that's been coming to you has been falling on deaf ears. It's in vain. It's not going to move. But when you get into that relationship with God, that covenant with God, and nothing and nobody can strip it away from you, then you on the path of success. You're on a path of being prosperous. You're on a path of knowing you know that God is hearing your prayers. He's not passing you by. You're on a path of knowing that God got a work going on that you may not even know nothing about it. You're on a place like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in a fire, and you're not even bound up. You're not coming out even smelling like smoke because you know that your Father was going to intervene. Well, on today, I know, on yesterday, I knew that my Father was going to intervene. And whatever the outcome is, I'm just like them when they told Nebuchadnezzar, even if my God do not come in and fix this situation the way I want it to be fixed, he's still my God. I still will serve him. I still will praise him. I still have hope for tomorrow. My trust is still there with him, unbendable, unmovable. My faith is still stretched. Why? Because I know he heard me. Why? Because I know that it's not my will, but his will. Why? Because I'm striving so hard to stay in the will of God. I'm striving. When Apostle said a couple of weeks ago, stay off of that phone, I would pick up the phone and call my supervisor 20 times in a day. I sit and try not to even call, handle situations myself, knowing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and call with the things that I need to call with. Because, see, those words built me up. Those words gave me confidence. Those words let me know to sit and just trust God, and stop letting people and places put you in a place that you don't need to be. When you sitting and you in a place of chaos all the time, you can't hear from God. You're definitely not praying. You're definitely not fasting, because you are caught up in a web, and it's not a web of God. Trust and believe that. It's not a web of God. God is not the author of confusion. So I sit and plead with you all today. Tap into your covenant with God. Let your hope on today just take you to a whole nother level. The faith, the trust, the belief. Whatever your circumstances is, whatever you are expecting God to do for you, don't give up. Continue to trust and believe. Wake up every day with an expectation. It didn't happen today, Lord, but it can happen. It may happen today. If it didn't happen on tomorrow, wake up the next day. Okay, Lord, it didn't happen. But don't give in on hoping. Don't give in on not trusting God to do. God does not, his word does not come back void. Sit, look at the Israelites. God made a promise. The people that he made the promise to, they didn't get in, but their sons and daughters gave in, went in. Therefore, his word did not come back void. Get in a place of obedience. Get in a place where you just sit and still. And you letting go, and you letting God. You letting God renew you, rebuild you. And it may be a time that he has to even remold you. But you sitting and saying, God, I'm just giving myself to you. And whatever needs to be done, I'm trusting and believing that you're doing the right thing. I'm moving myself out of the way. And I'm coming to you just as I am. And I'm coming to you in a place with worship. I'm coming to you with a place with a heart of praise. I'm coming to you, Lord Jesus, asking you to allow the words that come out of my mouth be acceptable to you. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to let that blood that goes in the mountains, high in the mountains and low in the valley, to continue to just surge through my body. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to allow your Holy Spirit to be my guide, to lead me, to correct me, Father God. And, Lord, I'm just thanking you on today. I'm personally thanking you on today, Father God, for planting me in a place, Lord Jesus, where you are built. You have built me. You have built my integrity. You have built my trust. You have built my faith. You have built my character. I am worthy, Father God. You did give me beauty for ashes, Lord Jesus. I thank you on today. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the people that you assigned over me, Father God. No matter how uncomfortable I get when I'm chastised, Lord Jesus, I know that that's a stripe that I'm taking, Lord Jesus, to get better. Nothing I'm sitting and getting in my feelings about, because I have a covenant with you, Lord Jesus, and I realize that that's what you have for me, because you want better in me. You want better. And so with that being said, just keep the hope that God has placed in you and me alive. Don't let anybody come and dampen the hope that God, the hope that you have in God. Don't let the naysayers, the haters, the people who do not want you to succeed in Christ. I'm going to say that again, in Christ. Not talking about in the world, I'm talking about in Christ. Because for you to have that covenant with God, you got to be in his will. Shove him to the side. Let him know. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. But one thing you make is sin and attack my character and assassinate my name in the world. But you can't budge and you can't do nothing to God with God to what God has placed inside of me. You can't move me. You can't take it out of me. You can't even allow me to sit and hoard up hard feelings for you. What I can do is do what God does for me. In my faults, He still loves me. In my time of need, the Holy Ghost actioned me to pray. And I will continue to pray. I will continue to intercede because that's where I am with God. So I'm asking you on today, place yourself in that covenant that Apostle Temple spoke on yesterday so you can receive the blessings that God has for you. And know that the blessings do not have to be large and extravagant. Know that the blessings is you might have had one can good today, and God may bless you with five. Know that you may have been catching one bus and having to walk 3 miles to get to work, and God put another bus on the bus line. Know that you may have been sitting and laying around in pain, and God said, today I'm going to give you a relief of your pain and your suffering. We sit and we look for big, major things. God can be small and He can be big, but just know He's in everything if you sit and you believe and you trust in Him, and your hope never fails in Him. So on today, I'm going to leave you, but I would like, unless Apostle Temple is on and he may have a word, ministry, Lake Monica may be on, she may have a word. If you do, I'm turning it over to either one of you. If not, I just want to leave us today in a short prayer to the Lord, knowing that we know who He is in our lives, and we are just so grateful for who He is and who we are. If Apostle Temple, if you would like to come in, I'm turning it over to you. If not, Minister Let Monica, I'm turning it over to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord Jesus, just thanking you, Lord Jesus, for the word this morning, Father God. Praying, Lord Jesus, that it touched somebody, Father God, a side of me, Lord Jesus. Knowing, Lord Jesus, that the words that came out of my mouth, Father God, was by the unction of the Holy Spirit, Father God. It was not by my might, but by your might, Father God. And Lord, we just trust you on the day, Lord Jesus. As we go into the weekend, Father God, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, that everybody that's under the sound of my voice make a conscious decision, Lord Jesus, to make you their Lord and Savior, Father God. Because we know not the hour nor the minute that you will come, Lord Jesus, but we know that you are a God that will receive us just as we are. So as we go, Father God, we just want to tell you thank you. We love you, but most of all, we need you. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. You all go in peace on this weekend. Make sure that you are recognizing who God is in your life. Keep the hope going, and we will see you back on Monday morning, 7 a.m. sharp. We love you, but God loves you best. Have a great day and a beautiful weekend in the Lord. Hallelujah.